Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in today. This is Kate here, and I write the monthly horoscopes for the Digest Online. So since I'm so passionate about astrology and I love talking about it, today I just wanted to try something a little different and do a short podcast about the significance of this full moon in Taurus that we have coming up on October 31st, Halloween. So this is the second full moon that's occurring this month. According to astrology, the moon governs our emotions and how we express them. It's also the fastest moving planet in our solar system. And yes, I know the moon isn't technically a planet, but astrologers still refer to it as one because it's a heavenly object that influences our lives. This is the same case with the sun. In fact, the sun and the moon are kind of grouped together in their own subcategory, and they're referred to as the luminaries because they emit light. Okay, so the moon moves fast. It takes about roughly 28 days for it to complete a cycle and travel through all 12 signs, spending about 2.5 days in each sign. In a single cycle, the moon moves through the entire astrological wheel and visits all 12 houses. And for those of you that don't know, the houses are basically just a way to divide up the astrological chart. Each house represents a different facet of our lives and our personality. As it moves through the houses, it creates short aspects to all the other planets, briefly impacting different areas of our lives. And when you think about it, our emotions change constantly, right? I mean, you could be having a great day, and one event, like having an argument with a friend or a lover, or, I don't know, getting a flat tire, it can change that, and then you're kind of in a bad mood. Our emotions are constantly in motion, just like the moon. We all know that the moon goes through its phases. Each phase is based on where the moon is in relation to the sun. The two most significant of the phases are the new and the full moons. During the new moon, the moon and the sun are in conjunction. That means that they are right next to each other in the sky. And this is the reason why we can't see the moon during this phase. And it's also the reason why new moons will always occur in the same sign the sun is in. For example, the next new moon is in Scorpio on November 15th during Scorpio season. Full moons always occur in whichever sign is opposite the sun. The sun is in Scorpio, and the full moon is in Taurus. Traditionally, new moons are seen as the start or the beginning of a cycle. And full moons, which occur 6 months later, are the end or completion of that cycle. It might be helpful to think back to the new moon in Taurus. This occurred in late April, more specifically April 22nd of this year. Just take note of what went on in your life at that time and how you were feeling. Full moons are really when the axis comes into play. In astrology, every house and sign has a relationship to the others. But the signs that sit directly opposite of each other share something special. They have common themes, but also can learn a lot from each other. To me, the major theme of the Scorpio-Taurus axis is security. Taurus is an earth sign which rules the second house and has to do with our income, value, and self-worth. It's our security of the self in the material world. And Scorpio is a water sign which rules the eighth house, dealing with other people's money, deep bonds, and transformation. It's our emotional security. Taurus is the me, and Scorpio is the we. Taurus can teach Scorpio to be more grounded, and Scorpio can teach Taurus to get in touch with their deep emotions. On a collective level, I would say that this full moon is about taking a look at our relationship to our own self-worth, money, and possessions, and how that's evolved over the last 6 months. It's also about remembering that we can rely on our close relationships for that emotional support. We don't have to go through it alone. If you feel like you've been doing very well in these areas of life, I would say that this full moon is more about giving back to others and fully being there for those in need. Before I get into what this full moon means for your sign, I just want to express the importance of the rising sign. If you know anything about your birth chart, you know that the rising sign, also referred to as the ascendant, rules your first house of self. To calculate your rising sign, you have to know the exact time and location of your birth, because it can change quickly over the course of a day. You might find that reading your rising sign horoscope resonates with you a little more than the sun sign. There are a lot of tools and websites out there that you can use to find your rising sign if you don't already know it. I personally like to use astroseek.com, so I definitely recommend that. Aries. So for you, the last 6 months, money has been on your mind. Taurus rules your second house of income. If you've been feeling any concern or worry about your income, this full moon will change that for the better. In these last 6 months, you've come to really understand what you're worth, but you also need to be able to ask for help when needed. Taurus. So for the last 6 months, you've been doing you. You may have been hyper-focused on your own emotions and experiences, but this full moon is about remembering to be emotionally available for the people that you care about. It's time to show some extra love to your partners and friends. Gemini, for you, the last 6 months has been an emotional time. Perhaps you've been grieving the loss of a loved one or a breakup, but this full moon will be a turning point for you. You'll really get back into the swing of your daily routine and things will kind of start to feel a little bit more normal. Cancer. For the last 6 months, you've been quite the social butterfly. You've really felt very connected to your friend groups and social circles. But this full moon, one friend in particular could move from platonic to romantic. Leo. For the past 6 months, you've been emotionally invested in your career. But this full moon is asking you to shift that focus to your family and loved ones. They are in need of your support. Virgo. For the past 6 months, you've been acquiring knowledge and expanding your views and values. And this full moon is asking you to communicate what you've learned to those around you. Libra. For the last 6 months, you may have felt very wrapped up in your emotions. You may have been forging a deep bond in an intimate relationship, been super invested in a business partnership, or possibly even paying off a debt. And now, this full moon is calling you to bring the focus back to yourself. Form a new relationship with your self-worth and income. Scorpio, these past 6 months, you've been hyper-focused on your relationships and putting a lot of your energy and emotions into them. This full moon is about shifting that focus back to yourself. Show yourself some love. Sagittarius, your schedule may have been very hectic over the past 6 months. Work has probably been very up and down, possibly causing emotional turmoil, or you may have been really super committed to your health and wellness. This full moon will bring an end to this period, and it's time for rest and to focus a little more on your mental health. Also, if you have been dealing with any health-related issues over the past 6 months, you may start to see things improve as this full moon marks a turning point. Capricorn, you've been having a lot of fun over the past 6 months. Maybe you picked up a new creative hobby, got swept up in a new romance, or have been spending a lot of time at home with your children. But this full moon is shifting your attention back to your social circles and your own hopes and dreams. This would be a great time to get together with friends. Aquarius, you've been very emotionally invested in your family. And over the last 6 months, they may have required more of your attention and help. But with this full moon, it's about shifting your focus back to your own goals, and you'll really be able to put a lot more energy into moving forward in your career. Pisces, you've been super communicative over the past 6 months. You've probably found yourself conversing with a lot of people. Maybe you even got involved in a local charity. This full moon is beckoning you to expand your mind. The last 6 months might have opened your eyes, and your perception of the world is changing. Okay, so that's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening, possibly more to come, and be sure to check out my November horoscopes at The Digest online.